Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org. Additional support comes from the Jackson Laboratory, researching the root causes of cancer and other genetic diseases, designated a cancer center by the National Cancer Institute, JAX.org.
The fields resound with thunder. It's the norm this time of year. The hulks of harvest time were gone, but now they've reappeared. A nation's hearts, late heavy, rise with football's grand return. Although it wasn't really gone, no matter. Now we learn if rookie camps and contract fights and summertime reflection about who might be traded has a shred of a connection to football as it's played in fall and through the winter, too. I'm not sure that it does, but who knows how it impacts you. But I digress. The football's back, and many who rejoice could not be more delighted that the players made the choice to sign together when the owners urged them to agree, saying, "What is good for you, my boys, is also good for me." The owners got the money that they said that they required. The players got some time to rest, so now they won't be tired from practicing two times a day in August's wretched heat. They got more health insurance, too, and coverage more complete than what they'd had before the lockout when they had to pray that they would die before they lost their minds. I have to say that seems the most important thing to come out of this rift between the owners and the players. But behold the gift that football fans can treasure as the summer dwindles down and visions of the Super Bowl are shared from town to town. The rhythm of the season, so dependent on each game, without the mighty NFL would not have been the same. Now, with one lockout all unlocked, we'll watch from day to day to see if wintertime will lack the locked-out NBA.